Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is a great example.
It's stuff like this.
They claim they're the party of tolerance, but they're only tolerant of those who agree with their view.
24-7. 55 KRC. The Talk Station.
8:06 right now. 55 KRC. The Talk Station. Hope you're having a very happy Friday. My name is Brian Thomas. You get it tuned to the 55 KRC Morning Show, where we're going to be talking right now in this segment with a couple of great guys who are helping out my veteran friends. In the 55 KRC Morning Show, we do everything we possibly can here to spread the word and lend assistance, raise money, and of course, let's talk about suicide. Matt Lewis and Nate Pelletier have joined us, both veterans and both transition experts. First off, gentlemen, let me thank you for your service to our country and welcome you to the show.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks. Glad to do it. Glad to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Likewise.
And I can't thank you enough for what you're doing. The statistics on suicides among veterans and people in the military, always an outlier, always higher than the national average. And it seems to me that, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the statistic is getting worse. What is going on within the veteran community that has this elevated propensity for suicide? Matt, Nate?
Yeah, well, COVID certainly hasn't helped, but as Nate and I have proven through our writing, and as this recently passed bill helps address, an incomplete or unsatisfactory transition from the military directly correlates to increased suicidal ideation in the post-9/11 veteran cohort, and that rate of suicidal ideation has more than doubled over the past decade.
Well, you mentioned transition. Is it just the fact that the military is just a world apart from civilian life, the structure, the discipline, the way it's organized, the type of jobs you do? Is it just that stark contrast between military life and civilian life, or transitioning, that transition part? Is that the sole factor, or what goes along with that that brings about this suicidal ideation?
I was just going to say, honestly, Brian, we don't know, and that's part of the reason why we need to get into a pilot, and we have the available funds that we have from this initiative that we've been pushing for a long, long time. But what we do know is that the advantage is, Matt can talk to is, a lot of the, I think, the skill sets that veterans have and can translate well, but we're also on a closed loop system, right? We know exactly where they're coming from and we know exactly where they're going. They have to, have a point of destination. So, when we think about transition in that sense, we should have to, have the opportunity to be able to build a real system and be able to track and kind of maneuver them through the process. But our whole opportunity is to be proactive upstream, because we know that usually within the 6 to 12 months is when a lot of challenges happen for veterans when they transition. It's the most stressful part, and they have a higher propensity to have challenges, whether it be suicidal ideation or other, social determinant or economic issues. So by closing that gap and working upstream, and we're going to study that, we feel that we have a great opportunity, and as we've shown through some of our research already, and Matt can talk about that, to be impactful.
Well, and the bill that you're alluding to and the efforts that you two have been involved with now for years to bring about this is called the Commander John Scott Hannon Veterans Mental Health Care Improvement Act of 2019, signed into law by President Donald Trump. What does that do for you? Is that the funding you've been looking for to bring about this team to work on the transition?
Yeah, for me, it's been a 10-year process, and Matt has been an integral part of that, and is I think leading it more today. But what we found is our initial efforts were really focused on military transition, and that was the real priority in 2018. That's when our bill 5649 in the House was initiated. But over time, we ran into issues. We ran into issues with sequestration, so funding wasn't passed. Then in 2019, we ran into impeachment, and then in 2020 we were running into COVID. So our concept in the piece that was part of a paper that we had written that came out of a fortunate opportunity I had, thanks to Congressman Wenchup, to sit on a congressional committee to advise on this, has been attached to many different bills, and it finally found the train to get on to the next level. So although, you know, as Matt had mentioned, this is suicide prevention, there are many components of the bill that are, you know, not just suicide or mental health. And ours, actually the first part of the section of the bill, is around military transition. And what we know, and as Matt alluded to, is that we feel that that is the preventative piece to military transition. So we don't want to just provide services when veterans absolutely need them. We want to make sure we know about their needs prior when they're going through transition so that we can reduce that distress that they, you know, can feel down the road.
You have to have them connected to a system that would do that. I mean, and maintaining a constant relationship with a veteran. I always struggle with the fact, and I speak on behalf of the VA, and I know they're doing great things here in our local VA, and I applaud their work, but you got to affirmatively sign up for your VA benefits. And a lot, I mean, I've heard stories about, you know, previously World War II veterans that sort of woke up one day like, you mean I'm still eligible for VA benefits? Yeah, it's never too late to sign up. But the idea that upon discharge, you aren't automatically signed up for this program if you got honorably discharged, why isn't that automatic? And would that help facilitate a connection, an ongoing connection with our veterans?
Well, that's certainly something that would help. If I can take it back to the bill, though, one thing that the bill does, and as well as one other program that's currently in flight, it funds to the tune of about $750,000 over 3 to 5 years, veteran collaboratives and what they do across the country. Nate was co-founded here in the local area, Tri-State Veterans Community Alliance, which is now dissolved, but really a leading light for similar organizations around the country that help provide the consolidated services in a coordinated fashion that transitioning veterans need. So that's kind of job one, if you will. The second item that is currently in pilot is with regard to this ETS sponsorship program, as it's called, ETS standing for Expiration Time and Services. Nate explained, it enables us for the first time to work upstream prior to individuals leaving their last duty station to connect with them, to begin coaching, advising, and connecting them with the benefits that they've earned downstream once they finally leave that last duty station and matriculate into the community in which they are going to relocate.
Now, is it something that can be done before the veteran is discharged to identify veterans that may be struggling with mental health issues in advance? I guess I'm kind of wondering, and I'm still struggling, and it sounds like you don't know, is it the transition part that brings about the problem? Are they already previously maybe dealing with some demons, post-traumatic stress? I mean, is this a problem that's mostly focused on or that combat veterans face? I mean, it just seems to be a lot of layers and elements in this, and we've known about the suicide problem now for a long time. It just shocks me that there haven't been more studies on it.
Well, there are studies on the byproduct, right? You can't grow a tree by watering the branches, right? So,
right.
And that's what we do, right? We wait for something and then we just, oh, how do we prevent suicide in the moment or how do we get services? But really, there's no system. There's no warm handoff. And that's what we intend to build. And that's what, you know, my focus has been for 10 years. And then Matt has been, I think, is a subject matter expert, particularly on the TAP side and economic side, and is, you know, as well as what's going on the community side. But no, it doesn't happen because you have two different systems, Brian, that don't know each other, right? The DOD, the military side, doesn't know the community, and the community doesn't really understand the Department of Defense. It requires people like Matt and I and others who have been on both and understand and are willing, I think, to go ahead and address that. So what happens is that we see, you know, incremental increases in the transition programs on the military side, a transition systems program known as TAP, but it's not connected to anything. It's a cliff, right? They'll do more, but there's no handoff to anyone. And then, you know, so there's no continuation. It's left onto the veteran, and they're not often prepared to do that. And there's
right.
Nothing where they go to receive them. The VA is not responsible for everything a veteran does. Most veterans don't qualify for full VA benefits, and they're not, you know, they're there for healthcare, education benefits, things that you qualify based off of your discharge, your time in service, and any medical issues, and burial services. That's really what
yeah.
The VA is responsible for, and the rest of it is up to us. So we've, you know, strategically put that system in. But to answer your question, yes, we can certainly identify high risk folks that are coming out. And then you work with them, and if we can work with them before they're coming and then receive and doing a push and pull, we're going to have a higher chance to ensure that we make sure that issue is not a major challenge and dissolve it so that they can be an economic opportunity versus an economic liability. So
indeed. And then go ahead.
Brian, just to build on that, you know, the time frame within which they have to work with them now that it's beginning to expand via this ETS sponsorship program, that's the huge win. I mean, think about it. When civilians sign up and enlist in the military, the DOD takes anywhere from 6 to 12 months, turning these people into modern-day warriors. Well, to date, on the back end, this transition assistance program lasts all of 5 days. You know, you just don't become a civilian overnight the way that it's currently programmed. So yeah. The ability for us to work upstream with them months ahead and to begin to connect, to identify these issues and begin to ameliorate them is a huge win.
Matt Lewis and Nate Pelletier, my guests today, talking about this transition assistance program. And are you looking for support? I mean, I get you definitely want generally support from the community. Of course, that goes without saying, but specific support. Are there organizations out there, health experts? Are there people that can volunteer their business time or their own personal services to help with this program you're talking about, guys?
You know, I've received a LinkedIn message from the chief of personnel of the Navy on this because he heard what we're doing. So, yeah, there's no funding. We're not an organization. Matt and I are thought leaders. You know, we do this on the side. We're not paid by any means. This is a passion project for us. It's something that needs to be done. What we encourage is that people are interested in the topic and they want to either learn more or be involved. We are not an inclusive, not an exclusive group. We've got thought leaders from probably 15 to 20 that are engaged around the country. A lot thanks to Matt bringing them to the table. But that's really it, you know. And ultimately, you know, what we have here in Cincinnati, Brian, just to do a pitch, is we have a strong recruiting presence for the Army. We have one of the strongest civilian aides, the Secretary of the Army, Steve Lee, who's doing that. And what we also want to say is that, you know, for those, we need people to serve their country still. And what we know is if we can have a better plan for them coming out and mom and dad and soldier, sailor, marine feel good about their transition and knowing that they're not going to be left, you know, hanging, they might be more willing to join, right? So if we do the full circle, that we're actually a great asset for recruiting if we can complete the cycle, then they're going to have potentially a competitive advantage when they get out because they're going to have the support and the system to reintegrate.
Well, if my listeners want – go ahead.
That's well said, Nate. I would just add, you know, we're also about closing the civil-military gap. And, you know, I'm doing that via my first book, Mission Transition, that's going to help military service members segue to the real world and full employment and career fields of their choice. And I have a second book in draft that HarperCollins has claimed that will help the corporate leaders to assimilate the incredibly valuable talent pool. So check out my website, MatthewJLewis.com, Lewis is in St. Louis.
That was exactly what I was going to ask you next. I know my listeners might be curious about this. My executive producer, Joe Strecker, will put a link to that on my blog page. Any other places you recommend my listeners, veterans out in the community, turn to, or business leaders and folks that might help, where they can turn?
Nate, I'll give you the final word.
Well, I'm going to highlight Matt. I would reach out to Matt directly. I've been working on this for 10 years and continue, and Matt will be leading this next effort. What's exciting is we're going to talk about TAP and transition. So if you're a mom, dad, or someone that's transitioning or whatever, reach out to us. Yes, Matt, reach out directly to him. And I would put a plug in for the book, not just because Matt's my friend, but it's the first of its kind. It's the first of its kind. And, then, and it's a manual more than anything. So I would reach out to Matt. You can certainly, through Matt, find me as well. But to avoid getting too many email addresses out there, I think he's a great point of contact. And we're just here to serve.
And my listeners can get the book through that webpage. Is that it?
They can, and
good.
Anywhere else books are sold. HarperCollins is a publisher.
All right, fantastic. We'll have Joe add the book to my blog page as well, but also your specific webpage. Matt, Nate, God bless you both. Thank you so much for your continued service to our country and your active duty service to our country, and I wish you the best of luck. I'd like it to be at some point where suicide among members of the military, as well as everybody, but you know, if we can just deal with the members of the military and get that suicide rate down, we are going to have such a much better world to live in. It's a depressing thing to behold. So if there's anything further we can do here at 55KRC, please don't hesitate to let us know.
Matt, thanks for having us on, Brian. Really appreciate it.
Happy to.
Matt, yeah, likewise. Thank you so much. Have
you.
A great weekend.
Thank you guys both. 8:20 right now, 55KRC.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.